We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting 14 lines from the top of the two dots. But before we go weiter, I just want to speak out something from the last Gemara. In the last Gemara, the Gemara asked that it said that if the Yid goes to the Yerid, where they sell things for Avodah Zarah, then when he comes back, it's also do business with him, because we say he has money from Avodah Zarah, because he sold something for a Getchka, and the money has a din of Demei Avodah Chavim. And the Gemara asked by a guy also, how you, it says that from a guy, you're allowed to, when he comes back, you're allowed to do business with him. Shaul's why? L'chaira, which also has money from Avodah Zarah. Teretz says, no, he sells other things there. The Yisrael only sells Avodah Zarah stuff by the Zerid, because the other things he sells over here. Mashenkin, the guy, he sells everything there, so maybe he has money from, not money from Avodah Zarah. One thing is, Mashma and the Sugya, that if you sell Avodah Zarah, the money gets a din of Avodah Zarah. The money is typhus, becomes also as Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos in two places talks about this, and he asks that the only time really the money becomes usher because you sold Avodah Zarah is only by a yid. But there is a pasuk of a yisacherim kamayu. But by a guy, when he sells Avodah Zarah, the money is not Tosfos. So what exactly is the problem? Mark answer is very simple. The money that the guy has from selling Avodah Zarah has no Isra at all. So what is the Kasha exactly that the Gemara asked? There is a big difference between a guy and the Yid. That's the Kasha Tosfos asks on Daf Yud Beis. He speaks about a little bit of Daf Samach Talad. So what's going on? So Tosfos answers on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and he answers like this. He says, Uperek ema midim mairi, sha'oivit chava mekatsa ha'dom mutsarech avarish chava ma'acheras. L'chein ha'surim ha'dom. He said, we're assuming that the money that the guy received for selling Avodah Zarah, he was planning on using to buy another Avodah Zarah. And that is why it's also to use that money. But Eich Nami Mark could have really answered that the money is not typhus by a guy. Mashenki by Yid is typhus, that could have been a simple terrorist, but we're answering that here, there's a special case. We're giving, making it into a case, a kimta, that here, he took the money for, to buy another Avodah Zarah. I'll read you Lashon Tosfos after Samach Dalet. It says, that if the Heulich, the Tzedin Mishnah, Heulich L'Tarfis, they're going to Avodah Zarah, so also Losses Losses Mohem. And we have before Yisrael or a guy who we're talking about, the Gemara said before, if you're going on the way to Avodah Zarah, you should not do business with them. Why? Because they can go Ozul Umoida. But they come back, it's Mutter. They come back from the Avodah Zarah, it's Mutter, because if you do business with them, do a good business deal, they're not going to have, there's not going to come back from Yerid, coming back from the Avodah Zarah. They're not going to go back and be Maida because they're already on the way back. They're not going back. That's only if when they came back, it was not a group of goyim together. If it's a group of goyim, asurim. The halach is that your usher to do business with them because since they're a group together, that alone, that they are together in a chabura, is mashma that they have plans to go back. So why are they sticking together? Why should be going their own way? Since they're sticking together, that alone would sound like they plan on going back to Avodah Zarah. Therefore, don't do business with them because it might become Ozul Umayda. So to Gemara Vaitim. Very important Gemara is coming up, and this the next plot Gemara is really the Makar and the Yesoid of all the Hagolah Shailas that we have all over Shas and Halacha. Said in the Mishnah that Noidos Ha'oivers Chavim VeKankenehem. There also now Noidos are made out of leather and Kankenehem made out of the Cheres. So it says like this: the Mishnah said Noidos Ha'oivdik Chavim VeKankenehem VeYayin Shel Yisrael Kanes Behem. He put Yayin of Yisrael into these barrels, either jugs, barrels, either Cheres or made out of Asurim, the wine is also to drink VeYisurin Issahano, and you can't have no either. The Remeir. It's no isano, only isachila, because chum hold that since the taste that goes in is only bleus, therefore only asid vachila not bahano. So let's see about noidos of chum mekan kanem. Tanur rabbanon. We're on daf lamed gimel amud aleph, one third of the way down by the two dots. Tanur rabbanon. Noidos ha'oyvdei kechavim gerudim chadoshim mutarim yishanim muzefafim asurim. So we learn Sugya with Rashi. There's a big Tosis here. You see Lam Beis and Beis starts, and it goes till here. That Tosis all argues on Rashi. We're going to go on Rashi's Pshat. So Rashi like this. Talking about Noidos HaRechavim, leather pouches that hold wine, or leather jugs that hold wine. Gerudim, if they're smooth, they're not covered with pitch on the inside. And the Chadashim, it's Mutarim. Yeshanim, if they're old, the Muzufafim, and they already are absorbed with wine of Yayin Esach, then Asurim, you can't use it. And Rashi explains that if it will be Cheres, he says, it's Balal Alter. That means even if it's fairly new, the halach is you cannot put your wine into their barrels, into their jugs, because the jugs have Yayin Esach in it, because that's Balei Amiyat. But it comes to a Noidus, which is made out of Ar, so it depends. If it doesn't have zephes, so then it's mutter, because you just put wine in temporarily into these pouches. It doesn't swallow up any wine, and therefore it doesn't become also for you to use it. Masha'inkein, if it's muzufafim, or it's yeshanim, then it's aser. It's yeshanim, it's aser, because since you kept wine, yayin esach, there for a long time, it's bala, it swallows up of wine. And muzufafim, the pitch swallows wine even after one time, similar to cheres. So basically, noidos HaRechavim can become usher two different ways. Either by having being yeshanim, it was used for a while for Yayin Esach, or if it's mezufafim. Mezufafim also, even the altar will be usher because the pitch swallows some of the wine. So noidos HaRechavim, gerudim, chadashim, mutarim. If it's gerudim and chadashim, it's mutar. Yeshanim or mezufafim is asturim. Oibet chavim rivavon. If a guy, rivavon means he put the zephyrs in the ibdon, the nasan seichan yai, and he put inside a wine. Vishol oimer agav. Vishol's watching him do the whole thing. He takes a brand new pouch, he covers it with pitch and pours in wine. Ain't a choishes, it's not a problem. Vreiti gemara. I understand that price. What do you mean? What did you say? Vichimiachad ibchav nasan seichan yai. If who cares if vishol oimer agav my hava. Here we're talking about the guy put on pitch, then he put in his Yayin Esach. Pitch swallows wine right away. So what does it help if the Eid watches it? It's still guy's wine. Let's read it in Tzom one time, the Kasha. It says, what does that help? Omra papach kamar, oi v'chavim rivon v'ivdon, v'yishol noisel socha yayin, v'yishol puts his own wine into it, I'll tell you what it means. It means like this. Took a brand new pouch, and the guy, the one that put the pitch on it, and then the Yisrael put wine into it. It's not a problem. Break the Gemara, then why didn't Yisrael have the Gabbav then? What should be the problem? What should be the problem? Why do you need someone standing there? So, Agav Tirdei, he's watching him, that he's putting in the wine, and he's putting on the pitch. Now, the reason why they put in wine right away was because when you put the pitch into the pouch, it gives a bitter taste. So you used to immediately put in wine in order to take away that bad smell and taste of the zephes. So the way you made these pouches, when you coated it inside, is you put this zephes in, and then immediately you put wine in. So the Yisrael was putting his wine in, and the guy was putting in the pitch in. Now, if no one else be watching, the guy could sneak in some of his own Yayin Esach afterwards. So, my question, without you watching, he's going to pour some of his wine in, and you're not going to chop. That's when Yisrael Oymer Agabav. That's shot number one of the Braisa. The Braisa said that if the guy does it in front of you and puts in wine, it's mutter, and the kasha was, if the guy is wine, Teretz was Yisrael's wine. I have Yisrael's wine, why didn't you Oymer Agabav? Teretz is to watch us and add in other wine. I'm sure different shot in the Braisa. Rezid Omar, Loilom, can the comments make car? Like I said at the beginning, that was a guy put wine in. Vahacha, be'inna de kashadi lei, nasik azurik mayim letit. I have a different pshat. The pshat is, the kash was the guy put wine in, it should make it usher. The wine that you put in right after the zephes gets completely destroyed by the zephes, and it's ke'ilu loy hayu, like Rash says. And it's not pilot at all. And that would not make it treif at all. It would not make it usher bahana at all. So the guy puts in wine, so therefore, that wine won't make a problem because that wine is just to mitigate the zephes and it gets swallowed up by the zephes and never comes out again. It's kilu lo hayu, and therefore it's not a problem. Ah, you can ask this, why did Yisrael oimer de gabav? Zok de ritva, that in order you should add on extra wine. That's in the Omer Gaba. But Be'etzem, after the Goyish wine, wouldn't be a problem because the Zephes destroys that wine. Amra Papa, Shmai Minov Yarzvid, Hay Avichav Nishad Chamel Bein Milchi, the Yisrael, sorry. You see from here that a guy who pours wine into a salt container of a Yisrael, it's mutter because the salt destroys the wine and it won't be here anymore. Maskel of Ashi, it's not true. Midam Hashem calls the Ibud. There it goes the Ibud. The taka disappears. Halcha by salt, like calls the Ibud, doesn't really disappear, so it can't bring a riot to salt. Zotim Maravaita. Bar Adi Taya Onos Hanuziki Ravitzva Yosef. There was a certain Arab goy, Bar Adi, and he stole these pouches of wine, it's the wine pouches, Ravitzva Yosef. Rambu Chamri put his own wine in, Badrin Ele, then he gave it back. So Shaila was, now could I use this, could the Zid now use these pouches? Also Shobim Drasha. On my Yirmiya Kach Hoi Rabami, Halakha L'maisa, how do you kasher these pouches? Halakha L'maisa, Ma'ala Mayim Shloish Yomim Uma Aron. You know how you kasher it? You fill it up with water for 3 days and you pour it out. V'amarava, there's not a Tanai over here. Tzorach La'aron Ma'es La'es. Every 24 hours you have to pour it out and then fill it up again. So, Al-Kaponim, we are saying over here is that this guy stole his pouches, he filled it with wine, so now it had to be kashered. How do you kasher it? You kasher by doing 3 days full of water, ma'aron. Now, obviously here we're talking about mizufafim, because if it be gerudim, it would not be a problem. We said before, by a leather pouch, it's only a problem if it's mizufafim. But if it's grudim, which means it's not doesn't have pitch in it, then if you fill it up for a few hours or a little amount of time, it does not swallow any wine. That was the case over here. So Dr. Ran, we're talking about here, was mizufafim, and therefore it had a problem of bleus. So the eitz is, you kasher it with memalamayim 3 days, and every 24 hours you empty it. Sava minei, hani mili didon, there, we thought that maybe it only works, hani mili didon, avidu loi. We thought maybe it only works this din that you could fill it up for 3 days and I'll kosher it. That's only if it first had wine, kosher wine first. Because these zikim that were stolen weren't brand new. They first had, were swallowed up in a kosher wine, then the guy used the kosher wine. So there maybe that it's not as trait. So there maybe it would work. But maybe if it's you buy something from a guy, it doesn't work. This type of kashering works. Filling it up 3 days with water, and every 24 hours you switch the water, that will work in order to make this kashering of Yayin Esach. Now, usually we know when it comes to kashering something, you have to do hagala, or you have to libun. When it comes to something that's wine, which is cold, you have this heter of milu of gimel yamim because it comes out. The bleas come out with an idea called kavush. It's not coming out with hagala. Using a different type of kashering, using the kashering of milu gimel yamim. Zotim Ravaita. Rav Acha, Savar Acha Brei the Rav Kamei the Rav Asher Leimar Hani Mili Noidos. Maybe it only works by Noidos. This kashering only works by leather. Maybe by cheres doesn't work. Only Rav Ashi loy shon noidos loy shon kakanim. Even works by kakanim also. Kakanim we said according to Rashi it's berlei amiyad when it has goyish wine in it. Yain esek in it. Lamaisa you could kasher by doing milui 3 days in a row. Milu v'irui, which means milui and you pour it out for 3 days in a row. That will work even for kakanim. Now if you know this, first it'll work even by goyish. Kale, we buy it directly from the guy. And number two is, even if it's kankanim, it'll still work, and it won't, it'll still work to kasher it. That's the, huh? Yeah. Right, so Cheres Hadrani is called Yain Ben. I'll tell you even more. Cheres Hadrani, Kuli Amitz Asavano, and here called Rabbanas Mutavano. Not a kasher, I'll tell you not a kasher, which is the kasher Gemara before. Teretz is, the Gemara says, it's called Be'en. Here's that Koban. Why is that Koban? Because the Mara says Belias Harbe. That was made to be Belias, like a tea bag. That was Mara's made for Belias. Here's a regular barrel, not made for Belias. It wasn't special Cheres. There was a white Cheres. There was a whole Sikkot Torah had. They made the Cheres Hadrani. It was made for that. It was made to be something to expel wine. This was not made for that. It's a regular barrel. This is a regular sherry cask. That's what this is. That's what it is. It's not made for anything else besides for that. Tonerai Bonham. Akei Yikach, that the sherry casks, the non-Jews didn't even know wine comes out of it until like 100 years ago. The Gemara talks about it right for 2,000 years, that these wine barrels, they didn't chap. When they saw the sherry cask and put schnapps in it, they didn't chap the wine would come out. They only chapped afterwards. That it tastes different. Wine comes out of it. But the Gemara knew right for 2,000 years that wine comes out of barrels and makes taste. They probably knew something, I guess. I don't know how they didn't see the Gemara, but like upon them, this idea called sherry cask, which something comes out, but it's not the same thing as Hadriani. Hadriani is a whole different level. So the Torah upon him, can kalam to rechavim, when it comes to barrels or jugs of a guy that's made out of cheres, can kalam always means cheres, and noidus always mean or, can kalam to rechavim, chadoshim gerudim mutar. If it's brand new, it's mutar, which means it wasn't used once by a guy. How do you know? Because you could tell, cheres that has wine, it gets a certain color to it. So you know it's mutar, it looks brand new, it's mutar. Yeshanim or mezufafim is asurim. If a guy puts in wine, you know how you kasher it? Yisrael puts in water. Like Rashi says, 3 days. You got to put in water and do irui. There's another way of kashering it. If you put in to the barrel tzir omurius, which means you let it soak in this fish juice called tzir omurius, it's very strong, even without mayim, that alone will burn out the wine, hanivlab umachalonois, like Rashi says. It'll burn out, and then afterwards you use it for wine. It's another way of kashering it. Either you kasher it with water, milu v'ira water, or you can put in tzir omurius. Remember the shayla about the tzir omurius, the bayer lehu, on top on base now, lechatchila di evid. What's the more shayla chatchila di evid? The more shayla is like this. What happens to the omurius I put in? Does that become usher or not? If it becomes osur, so this idea is not the best idea, because Baal Tashchis, rather use water. Or, even if you put it in, maybe it's still mutter. That's the Gemara Shaila. Chatchila di evad. That's the Gemara Shaila. Avad the Gemara Shaila knows, you know it's kashered. The question is it osur or not? That's the Gemara's question, Chatchila di evad. Tashema, Tani Rav Zid bar Ishi, Alekech, Kanam Evachavim, Chadoshim, Noisus Echad Yayin. If it's Chadoshim, you can put wine in it, it's not a problem, because you know it's brand new, it's not, it was used very Nesach. Yeshanim, if it's older, you got to kasher it. How do you kasher it? Noisin l'soichon tzir umurius l'chatchila. You put in tzir umurius l'chatchila, and that, the tzir umurius is even mutter because it mitigates the whole taste of the wine is gone, and therefore it would not be osur b'achilu or b'hana, and therefore it's not an eitzah to do a kashering, either by using tzir umurius or by doing milui v'iri.